Members of the House have approved some tax relief for more than 6 million low-income families. Lawmakers voted to make those families eligible for a $1,000 per child tax credit. The Senate passed a different version last week. Both bills were passed after there was an outcry when the benefit was removed from the tax cut President Bush signed into law last month. The Senate bill cost the Treasury nothing, but the House version drains $82 billion from tax revenues. NPR's congressional correspondent David Walna reports.
Congressional Democrats are the ones who've been pressing Republican leaders to do something about the low-income families left out of the latest $350 billion tax cut. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay responded by bringing a bill to the House floor yesterday benefiting not just low-income families, but parents making $150,000 a year as well. DeLay dubbed the $82 billion bill the All-American Tax Relief Act.
In this bill, we've given our critics everything that they've said they wanted to help lower-income Americans. And now, with the whole world watching and the credibility of the Democratic Party on the line, are you for a $1,000 child tax credit or are you against it?
Democrats say they're all for giving low-income families an expanded tax credit, but Texas Democrat Martin Frost accused Republicans of sabotaging their own bill by heaping together many more tax cuts than needed.
They're taking a $3.5 billion problem that they created, and they're using it to spend $82 billion of the Social Security Trust Fund and to drive America even deeper in debt, raising the debt tax on all Americans. All of this, Mr. Speaker, means that this spendthrift House Republican plan won't pass the Senate, and everybody knows it.
That prompted California Republican David Dreyer to needle Democrats for, in his words, kowtowing to the House's greatest rival, the U.S. Senate.
For some reason, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle want to just buckle under and not realize that we can do even better than what was done in the other body.
House Republicans are still livid about having to bow to Senate demands that last month's tax cut not exceed $350 billion, less than half what the House had sought. Passing an $82 billion fix to that tax cut, said Michigan Democrat Sander Levin, is simply trying to get even.
There's a kind of a legislative machoism going on here. We're going to show the Senate at the cost of the people of this country.
Democrats denounced the House bill for containing no provision like the Senate's, calling for the Treasury to send refund checks to low-income families this year. Instead, they'd have to wait until next April. Massachusetts' Richard Neal said the House GOP bill, unlike its Senate counterpart, also counts tax-free combat pay against soldiers' families for calculating the child tax credit.
And I object on behalf of those 200,000 military families who are ineligible for this enhanced child tax credit, even though they served honorably in Iraq and Afghanistan and other combat zones. They apparently are not all American enough to qualify for this bill. That provision is missing from the House All-American Tax Relief Act.
But some House Republicans derided paying tax credits to families that don't pay income tax as nothing more than welfare. And New York's Tom Reynolds chided the Senate for raising customs fees to pay for its tax bill.
I would argue, and this is, quote, robbing Peter to pay Paul, because you'd be raising taxes on those who actually pay them in order to subsidize tax refunds for those who share in no income tax liability whatsoever.
The stage is now set for what's likely to be a contentious conference for reconciling the stark differences in the two chambers' bills. Bill Thomas chairs the House Ways and Means Committee.
If the Senate has provisions in their measure that they want to bring to conference that we didn't include, we invite them. But we invite them to a conference that does policy and not politics.
Already last night, several swing vote senators warned they will not accept a compromise that increases the deficit. David Walna, NPR News.